The Tri-County Lady Mustangs will have a couple of 6 o'clock tips. One out of conference against a former conference foe. That is tonight. And then the conference opener at Mercer is Friday night. Lady Mustangs, competitive 1-3 so far this season. I mentioned the word competitive. Lost to Hamilton by 1. Lost to Hardin Central by 5. As we're joined here by Coach Miles Dustman, Coach, I know there's a level of frustration when you lose by 1 and you lose by 5. Was there encouragement that you and the girls had that you played 2 competitive games last week?
Yeah, there's definitely encouragement there, but there's also a level of expectation that you come away with it thinking, well, last week we probably should have gone 3-0. We were in both of those games completely, the game against Hamilton and the game against Hardin Central. Against Hamilton, we were tied by 18 halfway through the third quarter, and we just couldn't find a way to pull ahead, even though it was neck and neck the whole way. And then Hardin Central, we were up by 9 at halftime and let that one go through our fingertips in the second half. And so while there's definitely things to look at that are incredibly encouraging, we have to figure out a way to win those basketball games and turn those games from being competitive to being wins for us.
Yeah, it's learning how to win. When you get into the fourth quarter in a game that's close, Coach, what are the things that you're trying to teach the girls that they really need to concentrate on to get some of those close losses, turn them into close W's?
Well, at times we can be careless with the basketball, and that was a problem last year. And then this year, it's while it's been corrected for the most part, whenever situations seem to get tight in the fourth quarter, sometimes we can lose focus and be careless with the basketball. And I think that's the main thing. We've been hitting open shots whenever we've had them at the end of last week. But just whenever Hardin Central comes out and pressures the basketball for the entire second half and you end up with 28 turnovers, you're not going to win very many basketball games that way, even if you do have a 9-point lead at one point. So I think turning the basketball over is going to be the main focal point for the next couple weeks until we fix that. But as far as defensively, we've been pretty excellent so far, and we've held some pretty good teams to low scores, and if we can just fix the turnovers and get more shot attempts, I think those close games are going to turn into victories for us.
I feel like tonight's game against Pattonsburg over at your place can be competitive. That being said, and I'm just kind of looking at the Albany results, a 64-40 win last night. Yeah, I know they have, certainly you're looking at an all GRC player, I think, anyway, and Caitlin Jones. So it looks like Pattonsburg has the ability to be a little bit more explosive and kind of keep you honest with the way they can put the ball in the hoop.
Oh, absolutely. They've got two really good guards in Jones and Crabtree. And like most Pattonsburg teams on the girls' side, they're going to be athletic. We feel like we can compete with them, and it's going to be important that we compete with them, that being that they are a district foe this year. And so I think that we're going to be ready for them, and we're going to have a pretty good plan for them coming on out. But yeah, they're explosive. They can score the basketball. They'll pressure you. They'll try to trap you and cause turnovers. And so a lot of what we've already talked about today with our turnover problems, if we can fix those and get a lot of attempts at the hoop, I have every bit of confidence in our defense to be able to contain those two guards. And so I think if we can take care of the basketball, we'll be really competitive with them.
Yeah, you're 1-3. Your 3 losses, you combined, if you combine them, you pretty much lost by about 16, 17 points, which is not bad. It's about 5 points a game. So your defense is really keeping your team very competitive in these games. That's where your strength starts from, it looks like right now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've been saying it all year, and I said it for a majority of last year, too. Whenever with this group of girls, whenever the offense catches up, we're going to be a really tough team to beat because defensively, I mean, every single possession, they are focused, they are competitive, they're down in a stance, their help defense is fantastic, and our rebounding has really improved this year. And so I've been saying since last year, like I said, if we can get our offense together, we're going to be really tough to beat.
You got Jones tonight. You mentioned Crabtree, and that's definitely a 1-2 punch. When you look at Mercer, not that it starts and ends with her, but Maddie Fisher got to be a concern for Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about an all-state basketball player that is coming off an incredible year last year and will score in the high 20s as far as points per game. And Coach Owens is going to put her in the best position possible to score points for him, whether that's in the low post or out on the perimeter. And so they're going to be really tough. She's going to be really tough. But it's a conference foe, so it's really important for us to find a way to compete with them. And much like Pattonsburg, even though it's in different ways, theirs is with man-to-man instead of with zone and trap pressure. They're going to put pressure on the ball. And so they're going to try to force turnovers, and they're going to be patient on offense and try to get the ball into Fisher's hands. And they do a really good job at executing their stuff, and it's our job to try to get them out of their stuff and make them uncomfortable.
Mercer, yeah, they're good enough that, you know, especially in their gym, they're going to hit shots every once in a while. Is the most important thing against them, Coach, to have a shot when you get third, fourth quarter of swinging the upset up at Mercer? Is it holding them to one shot, making sure you're blocking out and, you know, and hitting those defensive boards?
Oh, absolutely. With the Fisher girl, she's always aggressive on the glass, and they're always good at offensive rebounding. But I think if we can hold them to perimeter shots and force long rebounds and hold every possession that they have to one shot, that's going to give us the best opportunity to win. And that's that way with about any other basketball game. We love to try to protect the paint and limit shots at the rim, and I feel like we do a very good job of that. It's just whether we can get closeouts and hands up on their shooters that's going to be the difference.
Head Coach Miles Dustman of the Tri-County Girls, Pattonsburg at home tonight at 6. Coach, appreciate the comments as always. Good luck. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate it.